Coming up next is the founder and creator of the New England Grassroots Institution. It is, exactly, right? It is a blessing for me to even introduce this man. Beast Coast, if you're active, big ups, massive love to Mike Fitzgerald. You ready, brother?
How y'all doing today? Huh? How we doing? How we doing? First thing I gotta say is I'm from Randolph. I wanted to yell that up here my whole life. Proud of that. Local boy, just like Brett, just wanted to mention that. So tonight I want to talk about medical marijuana. We heard a lot about legalization today, and damn, I'm down for that. Get out there and vote. But I want to talk about medical, because at the end of the day, we all have a loved one that we need to take care of. And medical marijuana is the only way. We gotta get away from the pharmaceuticals. That's bullshit. Pharmaceuticals suck. All right? So, we have a really hard time dealing with things like oil. Rick Simpson oil. I talk about it because we deal with it every day. We deal with cancer patients. We deal with epilepsy patients every day. And the doctors won't help us. They will not help us. We're standing there and saying THC shrinks tumors. We've known this since 1974. 2 weeks ago, the National Institute on Cancer finally agreed with us and said THC shrinks tumors, especially breast cancer and gliomas, brain tumors. So my problem is the medical community wants to hide on this. They want to leave us out here on our own. They won't support a mother like Jessica Montbell, whose daughter is 10 years old and started epilepsy at 3.5 years old, then went blind, 150 seizures a week, down to less than 5. She's unbelievable. She's been fighting for herself, her daughter, and other patients for so long. And when she talks to the doctors, they just want to push her aside. They don't want to own responsibility. They got no guts. Rick Simpson oil, Vico, whatever you want to call it, purged properly, used properly, shrinks tumors. We see it every day. We fight for this every day. We're the people who are medical. You have a problem, you have a family member with a problem, you come by and talk to us. We don't charge patients for information on cancer, any of the hardcore diseases. We want to help Jessica with her daughter, Nora. So we started a GoFundMe page. It's called Helping Nora Sky. And we're just trying to get her a swing so she can sit outside and get a breeze. A little bit of breeze. So if you guys could go look that up and start looking at your doctors and saying, we know this shit saves lives. Stop the bullshit, get a set. All right, thank you. Thank you. Love y'all.